Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What is going on tomorrow? I know there's a lot of interest, local interest, in Guillermo del Toro and his projects. Just talk to us about what's going on tomorrow.
Well, sure. Guillermo del Toro is in town, and he's shooting scenes from a movie that he's currently in production with called Nightmare Alley. And I think he just chose Buffalo because he really sort of fell in love with the architecture here, as well as the just the rhythm of the city and the kindness of the people here. So it really was a great sum total, and that's why he chose to shoot here.
And where exactly is he shooting tomorrow? My understanding is that it's somewhere actually pretty close to right in downtown area.
Yeah, I can't reveal precisely where, but I can tell you that it's in the downtown area tomorrow and throughout the week, really. And, it's a variety of locations. And incidentally, it keeps changing. So, what I say today where they're shooting might change 10 minutes from now. So it's just the way the movie business is.
And then for people who don't know what Nightmare Alley is, I know it's kind of like a reboot, at least this particular version is. Can you talk about the movie that is being shot here?
Well, my understanding is that it's a remake of a 1941 movie that was popular at the time that starred Tyrone Powers. And it's Guillermo's interpretation of that old movie. So, and it's been updated a bit. So that's really all I know about the storyline itself.
And then just overall, talk about Western New York as being a place for the movie industry, especially recently. John Krasinski and his movie come in over the summer. Are you finding that this region is becoming more attractive to those kind of A-list Hollywood movie producers?
Yeah, the type of movie that we're getting now is changing for sure. We've gone from the smaller independent film to some of the bigger, larger studio films as well. But we take movies of all sizes and all types, and we really try to make sure that everybody who shoots here feels very welcome, and and they can achieve all their shots and get it all done in a very sort of expeditious way. Lately we've been seeing an awful lot of bigger studio films come through, because I think the word gets out. As big a business as the movie business is, it's really a small group of people that talk to one another and share their experiences and ideas. And I think Buffalo has been such a wonderful place to shoot in the eyes of so many of these people, and they just go back and tell all their friends about it, and the next thing you know, our phone starts ringing from them.
Do you anticipate that with the kind of resurgence of Buffalo, and specifically the downtown urban sector, do you anticipate that this will become a trend and that we will see more of these larger studio films coming to Buffalo over the next decade or so?
Yeah, I see that for sure. I mean, we've got another big studio film lined up after this one, and then we're taking all kinds of inquiries all day from a lot of the studios who, I think are starting to realize that this is a very good place to shoot a movie, but it's also just a good place in changing its image over and over again. When you go downtown and you see the canal side and the medical campus and all the new sort of updated changes of Buffalo, it's kind of we're doing our little part to bring, our little segment of that kind of coolness to the cool new Buffalo. And and I think that more movie stars walking the streets of Western New York are something that's absolutely in the forecast for sure.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.